Have you been daydreaming of a lifestyle more immersed in nature and adventure? This is a story you'll want to hear. We got to sit down in Bend, Oregon, with a proverbial power couple, Savannah and Wes Watts, of Tiny Watts. Yes, Watts is their last name. These electrical magicians grant energy independence with their off-grid solar kits, helping people go further and stay longer in their tiny adventure vehicles. Wes and Savannah's love for life and adventure is absolutely contagious, and we know that once you hear their story, you'll stop daydreaming and start to chase your dreams of getting out there, having a good time, and living life on your own terms. Enjoy, and we'll see you down the road.
Wes and Savannah, thanks for being on Roadcast. Jumping right in. We're in Central Oregon, like, talking with amazing people. We were at Riff Cold Brew yesterday. You guys know Paul. We're drinking Riff for Paul.
Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, Paul. It's good stuff.
Talking about the entrepreneurial life, the van life, all things. So anyways, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise.
We were emailing, and then you were here.
I just rolled up. I was like, whether you like it or not, I'm just going to stare through your window until you see my Airstream.
We saw you guys
saw you making the rounds, for sure, in the parking lot. We're like, oh, we better go talk to them.
I saw the Roadcast sign. I was like, haven't we been emailing them? Savannah's like, I think that's Jake. And then I walked out here.
It worked out perfectly.
It just rolled out.
Rolled out. And that's honestly part of Roadcast, is that we can pivot, drive up somewhere, get her done.
Yeah, it was funny. We were like mid-install on our RV, which is now actually cool because the solar panels are mounted, so we'll be able to check them out.
Maybe we pick up the thread where it's like, let's just go back to 2016.
Yep.
You guys make this decision to sell everything, get in this van. You're at Hood River, but going to school in Portland.
Yeah.
Let's make this thing a life. Are you finishing up school at that point with a degree, or are you
going
just
into? Yeah, I was going into junior year, mm-hmm. and it was kind of financial too, right? So we were paying about $1,000 a month on rent.
Yeah.
And Savannah said, "Well, hey, if we just sell everything that we don't want and just move it all into a van, mm-hmm. for one, we're going to save $1,000 a month on rent." So we got like a $16,000 van. You know, we took out a private loan, made our monthly payments on the van, and kind of throughout that whole process, I was going to school studying electrical engineering. There was an awesome shop at campus that no one was using.
Crazy.
Right?
I love that.
And of course, I was studying renewable energy and wanted to put solar on our van. And we kind of started researching online and kind of found out that there was quite a void there of information.
Interesting.
Right? There wasn't a lot of good stuff of like...
But you'd think there'd be more just with the like advent of van life. You'd think that people would be...
It was early. Yeah,
it was
like
pretty early
2015.
On
people were doing it. There was awesome tricked out vans, but like...
It wasn't huge yet.
Okay.
But I looked into it because I had that idea of moving into a van, and sure enough, there was a few people that had their vans built out really nice, saying like, wow, there's actually people already doing it. This is super cool. Mm. And
we couldn't go full send right away. We started with like the 2006, but that was okay. It beat paying rent.
It did.
But we saw a bunch of scary stuff online. And of course, I like had classes about how to wire up DC systems and batteries. And like we were studying that. So we kind of were like, hey, we'll figure this out on our own. But compared to what we've seen online, we feel like we could totally help in this department. You know, people... Mm-hmm. are overwhelmed by this topic of solar and off-grid batteries.
And once we got our van finished and built out, somebody actually reached out from Tiny Fest Northwest, was it?
It was one of the tiny house
conferences. And they said, hey, we saw your Instagram. You guys have a really cool build. You want to be in the Tiny House conference this year? And we said, sure, why not? Cool. And we went there for a weekend, and we were literally the only ones with solar there, I think. Aren't we?
Yeah.
Everyone was running generators off their tiny homes.
There was like 10 tiny homes there, and everyone had a little Honda 2000 Jenny, and that again kind of confirmed,
here's a whole industry that's missed it.
There was keynote speakers talking a little bit about it, and I was just like pulling my hair out, like going, no, you guys got it backwards. We have a couple solar panels on our van, and we had a hedgehog that we were keeping warm all night with a heat emitter.
Because a hedgehog is essential.
It is. Especially in the middle of winter when it's snowing outside.
But we had a fridge.
That's all you have is your hedgehog.
Yeah, fridge, lights. We could keep an animal warm in the wintertime. But yeah, we saw that there was, again, kind of a void in the industry of, like, lack of information or too much of the wrong information. Yeah. People were just overwhelmed. So they said, you know what? I'll just buy a generator. And we felt, again, that kind of confirmed the niche for us of, like, we can totally help in this department.
So then what was the next step? What was the, was it like, hey, we're building... Wait, is your last name Watts?
Yeah.
It is.
It's like the...
Yeah, I know.
The universe was telling you something.
Exactly.
Dear Lord, are you kidding me?
Which was funny already because I was...
Your last name Sailing? No.
No. I know, that could be... Sailing Watts.
It was already a joke because... At that time, I was working at a power consulting firm, right? And so even one day, like, the our project manager walked by my first little cubicle desk, and I had my name Wes Watts on the wall. He stops. I hadn't even met him yet. He goes, really? You work at a power consulting firm, and your last name's Watts? Like, who is this guy, you know? And I was like, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That's funny.
So it helped in the job interviews and stuff. But so, yeah, I guess what was next was I was working... at an engineering job. Savannah's
well, we saw the need after that conference. We said, we gotta help here. We gotta do something. Let's figure this out. But in the midst of that, Wes and I were working corporate 9-to-5 jobs in an office.
And going to school.
And going to school. Mm. And, yeah, how do we take it from there?
Yeah, and that kind of led to me forming Tiny Watts Solar LLC in the back of class one day and 2017, April 2017. So we just had our 5-year anniversary. And at that point, we were still in the 2006 van, but we had kind of remodeled it again, sold that for $36. So we were like, wow, an investment, return on investment. This is incredible. Couldn't do it with a house, but there was $10,000 down on a 4x4 Mercedes Sprinter van, which was like our dream van, right? Yeah. And $1,200 a month van payment's crazy, but compared to rent, and we were splitting that, it was a great deal, right? Yeah. So there we were building out our dream van, still working, still finishing up school, and we said, let's go all in on Tiny Watts Solar. The 9-to-5 isn't for us. She grew up moving on a sailboat. I'm from, you know, Santa Cruz and want to go play in the ocean all weekend long. So we went full send and started our company. Savannah posted on Instagram saying, hey, we are Tiny Watts Solar. We'll put solar on your van. And we got a message. Someone said, hey.
That was it.
Yeah. That was literally it.
Welcome to Tiny Watts. We have two company cars. This is the 4x4 Sprinter.
This is the one. This is the one you guys went all in on. This was the like. Hey.
No, this is a newer version.
This is a newer version.
We sold that, reinvested in the company. That was like years ago.
This is the original.
No, yeah. So this has got our new 500 watt walkable roof deck, and as you can see, it's the whole entire roof, which we're pretty excited about because you can fit a 9-0 longboard for Savannah.
So it's storage and the actual solar panels.
That opens up. And it's just a giant storage box. And you can see the solar panels curving on the front there. It's
got
a few bug splats.
Yeah, yeah.
It still works.
Amazing.
It still charges your battery.
Yeah.
And then over here, we got Tiny Brop.
So this is what?
Tiny Brop.
Tiny Brop?
Brop.
Oh, Brop.
So this is Tiny Brop. It's a Daihatsu. It's the world's cutest four-wheel drive van. We got a 360-watt panel.
Oh, that
and like a fridge and two mountain bikes. So this is like our little mountain bike van.
This runs. This goes.
Yeah, we drive this around town, and no one cares about the Sprinter.
This is what people love.
People see this, and they're just like, whoa, let's go. People
That's
love
so
it.
That's so good.
So, I got the keys on the other key, so.
To drive on the other side.
Yeah, it's right,
on the
right-hand drive.
I love it.
And then,
here's our messing around.
Got the orange door.
TWS.
We tell all the shipping companies, orange door, all the way at the end.
Love
so,
it.
Come on in.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Did you move into the van and launch the business at the same time?
We were building out the 4x4, which was a part of not wanting to work.
Yeah.
As we were like, man, we could just work on our van all day. And I'm here at this office making coffee and working on spreadsheets. Like, it kind of got slow. And they're like, yeah, just go make a conductor sizing table. And I'm kind of like, I can do better with my time. You know, I bought the engagement ring with my first paycheck, so we were good.
Well, when you got your paycheck, you're like, this is it? This is what I'm getting paid? No way. There's got to be more to life than this.
So we just kind of went for it because we wanted to work on the van, but we knew already that we had skill set and knowledge to help mm-hmm. other people doing this to go solar, yeah. you know, make that easier. It really was like, people need help. We can help them. We want more free and flexible lifestyle. Let's just go for this. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could probably travel around in our van and do solar projects, mm-hmm. right? We go to Moab, we go to Colorado, we could do a little loop. Mm-hmm. So it turned into 2 years of essentially R&D of doing drop ship projects mm-hmm. to driveways. So we would ship all the components to someone's house because they contacted us through yeah. Savannah's Instagramming. And we said, yeah, okay, you got a Sprinter, X amount of batteries, what do you want to run? Send everything to their driveway. And then we'd show up in our van that we were living in, do the project for, you know, 3-4 days, and carry on. And so it kind of turned into a loop because there was a tiny home conference in Texas.
Yeah.
So we did this big down to Texas and then all the way back up to Seattle. But every single project was an iteration of learning something new, mm-hmm. you know, testing things out. We were living in our own van, testing our own system at yeah. the same time. So we knew what its like capacity and whatnot was. So, you know, after 2 years, we were kind of like, hey, every project has been custom. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's just Savannah and I. The demand is increasing. How can we scale this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if we made kits? And we did all the work for them in our shop in a box mm-hmm. and just shipped them the box.
Yeah.
And so we kind of pivoted a little bit after the first 2 years to develop the pre-wired power centers.
Gotcha. And that's kind of the core of the business now.
Yeah, yes. Essentially, instead of just selling components and letting them figure it all out or follow a wiring diagram, because people don't really follow wiring diagrams.
Yeah.
No.
We do.
I wouldn't trust myself.
90% of the work in the shop. We hook up all the circuit breakers. We program everything. Everything's built to Marine spec. Who, you know, our lead tech, Lauren, and myself are ABYC certified, and that's like the Marine electrical code, essentially. Okay. In addition to having an electrical engineering mm-hmm. background. So we just let people feel safe in that it was done right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a battery with positive and negative wires to hook up. This yep. one's red. This one's black.
Yep.
I'll trust you to do that.
yeah.
But it's a weekend project instead of months and months and months of research and buying the wrong things, right? Yeah. So we want to simplify it
yep.
so people can just go.
Just get on
go it. Camping.
Yeah.
Here's a 3-day project. And then you have an epic power system.
Talk to me about the design of it. Like, what's it, you know, what are some of the hallmarks? Because you're doing some really interesting stuff, you know.
Yeah, right now it's a split system. So it's water on one side mm-hmm. and power on the other side. It's very common to either have, you know, benches in the back of your van or like a bed platform.
Uh-huh.
So we take care of power on one side, and then we've kind of started to offer all the water stuff mm-hmm. plumbed on the opposite side.
Okay.
So you get two systems knocked out mm-hmm. and a bed platform.
Oh, okay.
And so that's kind of our latest yeah. offering.
So half your van build's done, and two of the hardest systems in your van or your rig are finished and complete, and they're, you know,
yeah,
they're all tested and stuff before they ship to your front door.
Yeah.
Kind of coming back to like what our product is.
Yeah.
This is a powder-coated metal enclosure. Wood catches on fire.
Yep.
Metal has a lot of other advantages for being off-road rugged and whatnot, mm-hmm. but we do all of this in-house, right? You got your inverter, your charge controller. We're halfway through on this one, but we program everything. So
yeah.
it's all wired up, so you'll see this kit.
Oh, wow, that's a bigger kit.
This is a huge kit, custom project again, but this is like
so
one of
big.
The biggest systems we've seen.
How big, where's it going?
This is going in a van, but she's gonna charge her small electric car.
What?
So she's like van life and electric car for like cruising around town.
Yeah. From the solar.
So this is a 20 kilowatt hour battery bank, which is about half of her car battery. So I, you know, we talked about this up front, like to charge an EV is insane.
Yeah.
You know, you need a lot of batteries here to put in the battery there.
Yeah.
But for her weekly driving, it's like she just stays in the top quarter of her battery mostly, right? For just, you know, 20 miles around
yeah,
town, 30 miles around town.
Off.
And so, yeah, we did a 20 kilowatt hour system, big giant 5,000 watt inverter. But this kind of shows like, you know, our work, like everything is Marine grade mm-hmm. cabling. Lauren and myself, like I said, are ABYC certified.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all to the Marine electrical code. And it's pre-wired, so every single one of these components has been programmed, so she doesn't have to, right? Yeah. We
literally just
gets
to plug it in and go, or whatever you want to say, plug and play.
Yep. Then we got our 500 watt conference table.
Okay.
So this is our solar roof deck, similar to the roof box, uh-huh. but you can just buy the standard platform and you can walk on it.
Yeah.
This was set up as a ping pong table.
Yeah, because everyone kept saying, "Oh yeah,
this could be a ping pong table."
You can totally do it.
So we got a little net and we can.
Are these panels too?
This is the solar blackboard, so we can.
Oh, there are white markers that you can do on it. Yeah.
Yeah, we got this little chalk marker, so.
Basically, our whiteboard.
I love it.
But yeah, that's 800 watts right there. So these are like the standard residential style panels.
Uh-huh.
They're, you know, 400 watts. Yay.
I just can't get enough that it's like everything's watts everything's in your life. Are you sick of the word watts?
I'm all about it.
You're still there. It's in your blood.
Again, at the gym on the little bikes, you know, you can look at RPMs, but there's watts. I'm all about watts. I don't read RPMs. Watts. 500 watts, let's go. Like,
You're also the same height as a solar panel, aren't you?
Yeah. Luckily, I'm not the same width.
But the same height.
That would be an issue if I was the same width. Yeah. But 65 inches is about your typical 60-cell solar panel. Yeah. So I tell people, I just lay down on the roof. Yeah, you can fit
one.
Yeah, it's me.
Maybe two.
Yeah, again, it's 1 watt. It's 2 watts.
Yeah.
2 watts.
These are 400 each. You can fit this on a Sprinter van, you know, one in front of the other, but that's like our standard solar kit. Yeah. These are like our walkable ones. So these are the same type of panels you'd see on a residential house.
Anything else, but this is like, hey, you can throw anything on there.
These are military grade.
Can we see? Oh, we can see the top. I don't know if we can get good footage on it, but it might be able to snag that.
But the idea with that is like, you can go walk around on your roof, mm-hmm. watch the sunsets, put your camp chairs up there, check it out. You can put all your stuff in the box, mm-hmm. and you still have 500 watts, which keeps your fridge and your lights and everything in your van working, right? Because you see the vans with the two, you know, Thule boxes or rocket box on the roof. Mm-hmm. You see a Sprinter with two of those. That takes up half of the roof. Therefore, and then up here they got a vent. Yeah. So there's no room for solar, and solar is what gives you, like, days and weeks off grid by the river, enjoying life with your family. You need solar to recharge your batteries every day, right? So that's the whole birth of the storage roof box was, can't sacrifice solar for storage.
Yeah.
But you need storage because you're in a van. Simple. You got to put your stuff somewhere.
Now I want to rewind.
Cool.
We've got kind of this point, but Savannah, you grew up on a sailboat.
Yep. For 7 years of my life.
That's amazing. What was that like? And how has it influenced like where you're at now?
You know, it's a blessing and a curse is how I look at it, because I grew up such an amazing life where I'm just so mobile, so just always wanting to move, check stuff out, travel, see the world. And then it's a curse too, because it's, you know, we're in one place for 6 months. I'm like, I need to get out of here. I need to go do something different. Wes laughs at me because he's like, you never really know what you want. And I'm like, no, I may know for 6 months, but then I'm on to something completely
Well, if you were
different.
Sailing around the world, the first part of your life.
Yeah.
Seeing all these, I mean, where did you sail? What did it look like? I mean, did you have brothers and sisters? Or?
Yeah, I have a younger sister. So my parents sailed from Washington State all the way across to New Zealand. They had me there, lived there for about a year, and then they sailed on to Australia and then had my younger sister in Australia. So, got a Kiwi and an Aussie.
What year is this?
93.
And was this single hull? Was this a catamaran?
Single hull. Yep.
It's like a 38-foot boat
38-foot boat.
No refrigeration.
No refrigeration.
Yeah. They just...
How does that... It's like you pack things with salt? What is it like back in
the
day?
They did a lot of jarring. So they
canned
all their fish and their vegetables and everything like that. And they didn't really refrigerate anything, like...
Catch fish, eat it.
Yeah, basically, or dry it out, make fish jerky. You know, I mean.
I mean, it's. I know it's like. I just have to admit, like, there's a romanticism to that, you know. Is there? This is a total sidetrack. I think it's so interesting of that. Like, if you grow up that way.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it's a blessing and a curse. Like, you want to see everything, experience everything. There's a simplicity to it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there downsides in your mind of like, or is it like, no, that's the way?
It's kind of the way.
It's kind of the way.
It's literally how, I mean, we see our life too. I mean, Wes and I's dream is to get a boat, have a van, and then have a tiny home on a piece of land, you know?
That's it.
Yeah. So,
there's a fear that, like, your kids are going to be weird.
Yeah.
They grow up sheltered on a boat and, like, you're homeschooled and they're going to be weird, right? Well, Savannah's not weird. But also...
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Maybe sometimes.
Cruising kids, they're out spearing fish and kite surfing on the sandbar
with 12 other
kids. Yeah,
what's weird is looking at a screen for 10 hours.
I know. I mean, that's...
It's an awesome thing.
I mean, that's almost
kids.
Scarier, you know, in a way. Kids just glued to their screen.
So you grew up sailing. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she was used to small spaces, which helped
with the van life
thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Being mobile and being uncomfortable a lot of the time. You know, sailing life, living in a van is a really cool thing, but it's also can be really uncomfortable, you know?
Yep.
You're anchoring and, uncomfortable anchorages and sailing in crazy weather, you know? It's beautiful, but it can also be really scary.
Yeah. What do you feel like you're seeing in the next, like, 5 to 10 years for Tiny Watts and just solar in general and the two of you?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think the industry, like the RV industry and a lot more people want to go camping where other people aren't.
Yeah.
Right? So people are willing to throw down now for lithium batteries, for solar, so they can run their air conditioner way out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's happening. I think more people are coming around to like understanding that you're buying 20 years of electricity, and yes, it costs money, but you just bought 20 years of solar freedom.
That's crazy.
And you
can't
put a price on that. You know, like,
you just bought 20 years.
Go anywhere you want. Batteries now have 12-year warranties. You're going to see 15, you know, plus years out of those. And for Tiny Watts, we just want to keep pumping out a bunch of kits to the point where that can donate to Tiny Watts worldwide, and we can go around solarizing animal sanctuaries and small villages in remote parts of the world.
Is that real? That's real.
To get back to where she wants to do.
We did a trip to Nicaragua where we installed solar in a village for clean water and for lights. It was really cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and like in Fiji.
Yeah.
Same thing. We were in Fiji, and these, you know, a whole village of 200 people. Everyone has a little lead acid battery in their hut. Right? They last 3 years because it's salty, corrosive environment, and then they fail. You go give them a lithium battery, 12 years, 15 years of electric, life-changing, right? So, like, we would be so stoked to be able to do those projects with a manager and a team over here running Tiny Watts, but
what a great vision.
Yeah.
That's an amazing vision.
That's what we want to do here probably in the next, within 5 years for sure.
Yeah.
Well, she studied zoology, right? So we're trying to get back to the animal thing.
We're trying to get back to the animals on the sailboat.
I just want to feed baby rhinos. You know?
and if we put solar on the baby rhino sanctuary.
Oh, wait, on the rhino? Or
well, yeah. Yeah, on the baby rhino. They cruise around? No. But, like, get into the elephant sanctuaries and the rhino sanctuaries with, you know, solar projects. And then while I'm up there wiring stuff up, Savannah can be over there feeding the baby rhinos.
So, my kids love animals. They'll join you on the trek.
Cool.
So
perfect.
We're on Tiny Watts.
Tiny Watts worldwide.
Worldwide. Global.
Similar to Prestige Worldwide.
Yeah, Prestige.
Prestige has been a theme for us this week. I don't know why. Prestige Worldwide.
Yeah.
So.
It's a Tiny Watts Worldwide.
All right.
Coming soon.
I'm into it. Well, Brandon, thank you both so much for taking the time, share your story. We're so stoked that we got to hear.
Yeah. Thanks for showing up.
Show it up. See what's up. It was perfect.
Cool.
All right.
We're happy to share.
All right.
Thanks.
Good to meet you guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Jake.
All right.